iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobalNews.com.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. It's all about lingering lights of Diwali, a unique polar mission, and climate talks and more. So with this week's weekly roundup, the COP26 talks in Glasgow wrapped up, and what stood out are some of India's very strong statements towards a global goal of combating climate change. Meanwhile, British Indian Army officer Pola Preet is on her own unique climate mission to set a record at the South Pole. And it's been a joy to bask in the warm glow of Diwali as it lingers on with the myriad of celebrations dotted across the city of London. Stay with us for more.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
And so to our first story from our weekly roundup as we head to the news and views section at iGlobalNews.com. And from the iGlobal desk, India makes strong cases for clear timelines on climate finance at COP26. India, speaking on behalf of the basic countries comprising Brazil, South Africa, India and China, issued a stark warning to the developed world to get serious about climate finance at a planetary session of the COP26 Climate Summit in Glasgow. The United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC meeting, now on its second and final week, involves delegates of each country working on delivering the goals set during the World Leaders Summit last week. The negotiators now have the tough task of aligning different national interests into comprehensive ways of forward planning by the end of the summit on November the 12th.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. Now, continuing with our news and views section from the iGlobal desk, British Indian Army officer Pola Preet is on her own unique climate mission to set a record at the South Pole. And on my way is how Captain Harpreet Chandi, aka Pola Preet, kicked off her mission to become the first woman of colour to complete a solo, unsupported trek to the South Pole. The 32-year-old British Army officer and physiotherapist jet off from Heathrow Airport over the weekend and has promised to chronicle her journey along the way. Heading to Chile, where she'll meet all of her kit and equipment that has been sent by air freight a month ago, she'll be there for just over a week before heading to Antarctica. Pola Preet will be travelling 700 miles by pulling a sledge with all of her kit, battling temperatures of minus 50 degrees Celsius and wind and speeds of up to 60 miles per hour. Writing on her online blog, she notes that the journey will take approximately 45 to 47 days, during which she plans to upload a live tracking map for people to be able to follow her daily voice blogs. We wish her the best of luck.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Now, as we continue with our weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com, it's been a joy to bask in the warm glow of Diwali as it lingers on with the myriad of celebrations dotted across the city of London. And as we head to the arts and culture section at iGlobalNews.com from the iGlobal desk, from the Lord Mayor's Diwali reception to PwC's bouncing back themed event, the British capital has been abuzz with a myriad and forms of celebrations around the Festival of Light. highlights. The City of London Corporation hosted its event at the historic Guildhall, complete with the lighting of lamps and a classical music and dance performance too. And on the back of lengthy discussions at COP26, Diwali's message has never been more important, that hope will overcome despair and that good will overcome evil, said William Russell, the Lord Mayor of London. Our ties with India are crucial, and India has committed to having 50% of its energy renewable by 2030, which is remarkable, and I'm sure India will achieve that, he said.
iGlobal Radio, brought to you by iGlobalNews.com.
And now we take a more detailed look at the stories of the week with our weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. With a tour of the Anukut and the Abhishek at the Sanctum by Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Home Secretary Priti Patel, Neasden Temple in London was at the heart of Diwali celebrations for one and all. And a touching tribute to a great global leader. These new set of Royal Mint coins are already proving to be hugely popular. And with the UK Parliament week just gone, a dedicated worker reflects on its significance and impact within the community. And how to sleep better during the winter months. In this latest episode of this podcast series, our expert helps us battle that seasonal toss and turn scenario. And check out how to lose weight without denying yourselves too much at Sujata's Health Corner. For that and more, stay with us right here.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
Now, if we head to the videos section at iGlobalNews.com, it's all about the Living Bridge Conversations with Nipa Patel. And so to our first detailed story of the week, with a tour of the Anukut and Abhishek at the Sanctum by Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Home Secretary Priti Patel, Neasden Temple in London was at the heart of Diwali celebrations for one and all. Nipa Patel is the spokesperson and outreach volunteer at the BAPS Swaminarayan Mandir in London. The Living Bridge Conversations celebrate the British Indian diaspora in all its dynamism and vibrancy through inspiring discussions and fun chats with experts across various fields. So this is what happened when the Prime Minister and Home Secretary visited BAPS Swaminarayan Mandir.
Well, we were very honoured to welcome both the Prime Minister and the Home Secretary to Neasden Temple on Sunday to join in with the celebrations. Mr. Johnson's fourth visit to the Neasden Mandir, and I believe his second as Prime Minister, but being able to welcome him during the auspicious festival of Diwali just made this visit a little extra special. Yes, you're right. Wonderful that he could observe the Ankot in the inner sanctum of the Mandir. The Ankot, which literally means mountain of food, is... dishes are prepared and offered to the deities to mark the new year as the first meal of the new year. And more importantly, to express our gratitude and thanksgiving for the food that we have been blessed with by their grace. And the Prime Minister brought along a fruit basket from him and his family, which he placed within the Ankot at the central shrine. So that was a lovely gesture on his part.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian, from the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness. iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. Now it's off to the news and views section at iGlobalNews.com, and with the touching tribute to great global leader, these new set of Royal Mint coins are already proving to be hugely popular. And this story is all about Rishi Sunak, who celebrated Diwali with the new Mahatma Gandhi coin. British Chancellor Rishi Sunak unveiled a new £5 commemorative coin celebrating the life of Mahatma Gandhi to mark the festival of Diwali. Available in a range of standards including gold and silver, the special collector's coin is designed by Hina Glover and features an image of a lotus, India's national flower, alongside one of Gandhi's most famous quotes, "My life is my message." The coin is a fitting tribute to an influential leader who inspired millions of people around the world, said Sunak in his role as the master of the mint in the UK. He was proud to unveil this coin during Diwali. Mahatma Gandhi was instrumental in the movement for Indian independence, and it's fantastic to have a UK coin commemorating this remarkable life for the first time, he said.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
So to the columns section at iGlobal News we go. With the UK Parliament week just gone, a dedicated worker reflects on its significance and impact within the community. And driving a common goal and vision for British Hindus is what's featured in the column section at iGlobalNews.com. Yes, Preeti Patel is the Home Secretary. Rishi Sunak is the Chancellor of the Exchequer. Alok Sharma is steering COP26 as President, and other MPs of Indian origin hold posts of considerable responsibility. But we can do more, and indeed we must do more at a grassroots level to have a voice in the UK Parliament. We need a gear shift in our relationship with our parliamentarians. And around the country, one hears our people airing their concerns, and amongst them, there are those who have palpable enthusiasm for participating in the political processes of this country, but the mechanics of participation in Parliament is not well understood. Concerted, systematic, unified efforts to bring our issues to the attention of the parliamentarians remains in no man's land.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal Radio is the brand new hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. News, views, interviews, wellness, money matters, and much, much more. Tune in to iGlobal Radio at iGlobalNews.com. Now heading to the iWellness section at iGlobalNews.com, how to sleep better during the winter months. I spoke with Meera Bogle, and in this latest episode of this podcast series, our expert helps us to battle that seasonal toss and turn during the winter months. And getting a good night's sleep in the middle of the winter may seem like it should be no problem. And after all, it's the season of long nights, cozy blankets, hibernation, and snuggling up by the fire. But for all the same reasons, winter and sleep go together so well. The opposite can also be true. For some people, winter can wreak havoc on sleep quality and quantity.
This time of year is actually quite stressful. It's lovely because you've got lots going on, and it's there are lots of festivals during this time of year to make us, I think, in a way, get us through the winter months to the summer. So, you know, you've got Diwali, which is the festival of light, and then you've got Christmas. But all of these times, you know, you decorate your house beautifully, but all of these times are also, and there are Jewish celebrations as well happening, lots of celebrations.
Yeah.
But all of these times are also fraught with anxieties, because they're times to do with family and, you know, all of that kind of thing. It can be an expensive time of year too. So adding to that, the kind of winter months for many people are a real struggle because of the shorter daylight hours. And that, I think, is the key to quite a lot of how we're feeling right now. Daylight is very, very, very important in order to set everything going in our body, in order for us to get vitamin D, and in order for us to, you know, to get that sleep pattern. So it's actually very much to do with that. So it's very, very normal for people to experience a change in their sleep pattern and in a change in their energy levels as well.
Log on to iGlobalNews.com. iGlobal, the go-to multimedia platform for and about global Indians.
iGlobal is one-of-a-kind multimedia platform for all things global Indian. From the latest community news to the big political interviews, from entertainment and fashion to personal wealth and wellness, iGlobal is where the vibrant Indian diaspora gets seen and heard. Log on at iGlobalNews.com. And finally, with our weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio, we check out how to lose weight without denying ourselves too much at Sujatha's Health Corner. So what do? We don't need to actually give up our favourite foods like chocolate cookies or rice to fit back into our favourite jeans or dresses. Sujatha went on to say that she sees so many people make this mistake where they go on strict diets, restricting certain foods or counting calories, which makes us feel deprived and frustrated. Then we end up giving up or the weight comes back. And it doesn't need to be about limiting yourself or depending on willpower or self-discipline. Sujatha's clients are seeing results because they find their healthy balance as they enjoy their new habits as these fit into their daily lives and schedules. There's more on that under the health and fitness section at iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. Find out more on iGlobalNews.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's weekly roundup from iGlobalNews.com right here on iGlobal Radio. You listen to us and we will return the compliment to you.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com.